Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marini Mirazi Sheyichyo, schus Moshe Devesh Nirayso Moshe Mordechai. We'll be discussing the inyan of Talas HaMikvah, based on a shir given by Rav Alter Shlita. In the Tosefta Meseches Par on Perek Ches Halacha Vav, it says, Yesh Kan Shu Oimer Ta'areini U'tmesiv. In other words, there's an instance that something is metaher the tameh. Metaher the tameh. And the tameh, shenital, this tameh person that became tar, is metameh the one who is metaher him. So he becomes tar and he's metameh the metaher. That's what it means. Yesh kan shu oimer tahareini v'tumesiv. He becomes tar and he's metameh the other thing. Ketzer, how does that work? Mikvah sheish bo arbaim sa'a mechuvenes. If you have a mikvah that is exactly 40 sa'a, yarad v'tovah b'seicha, and he went in and he was tovah in this mikvah, hu tar a mikvah tame. He's tar and the mikvah is tame. Arei oimer tareini u'tumesiv. And that's what happens here. If the mikvah has exactly 40 sa'a, he goes in, he's tovah, he becomes tar, and he's metame the mikvah. So even though the mikvah was tar and he was tamei, now the mikvah becomes tamei and he's tar. What's pshat that the mikvah is tamei? So the Gra and the Chaz de David learn that the Tosefta doesn't mean that the mikvah is mamish nitma, but rather the mikvah is now nifsal. You can't be tovel in it anymore because now it doesn't have memsa. Idea mayim shal basar. Now that he has some of the water went on to him. So memela, the mikvah doesn't have 40 sa anymore. Because it doesn't have 40 sa'a. And we can add that the mikvah is called tameh because since it now lacks 40 sa'a, it could be makabel tumah. And that's l'shitas harambam in the parish mishnayis, the beginning of mikvos, and nochos tumas ochlin, reish perak tesvav, that only a mikvah of mem sa'in or makabel tumah. Aval pachas mikain makabel tumah. So a mikvah that's less than 40 sa'a, taka can be makabel tumah according to the Rambam, unlike other Rishonim, the beginning of mikvos, that any mayim that's mechuber lekarka can't be makabel tumah. However, the tzafnas paneach, in the tshuvas chadashas in chelek aleph siman ayin gimel, and in the tshuvas ora meir of Agon Rameir Shapira, the end of siman mem aleph, they learn differently. They explain the Tosefta kemashmon, that indeed the mikvah of mamish becomes tumah. Not that it's nifsal and that now maybe it could become the kabel tumah, but it's actually tameh. And that's based on the Kesef Mishnah, the famous Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Avos HaTumas, Sof Perek Vav, She'ena tameh nitar ela be'aliyato me'amikveh. That when does the person become tar? When he goes out of the mikveh, and not when he's still inside the mikveh. And according to this, when he starts going out of the mikveh, and he's mechaser the mikvah from the 40 sa'a, he now has the koach to be metame the mikvah. B'shal shetchil atzeis mi'amikvah. In other words, the guy goes into the mikvah. The mikvah is exactly 40 sa'a. He goes into the mikvah, and now he starts coming out. Now the mikvah doesn't have 40 sa'a anymore. He has the koach to be metame the mikvah, because he's still tame. This time, when he starts coming out, and he's metar the mikvah, which doesn't have 40 sa anymore. And then when he comes out, now he becomes tar, because he originally was tovel in memsa, and he went out of this memsa, and the mikvah is now rishon l'tuma, and it's not metame man anymore, because he was metame the mikvah. He went in Tameh, but it was 40 sa, so the mikvah wasn't yet nitma. But now, he starts coming out of the mikvah. He's not tar yet, because he hasn't yet completely come out of the mikvah. So he starts coming out of the mikvah. Now he's metame the mikvah, because he's still Tameh. And then when he comes out, he's tar. because he's tar and be yitziyasu mei mikveh, and he made the mikveh into a rishon l'tumah. Rav Zevin in his Sefer Rishon V'Shitas only saw the safnas paneach and v'us farsha, simin reish ayin vav. It's written there v'kitzer, and therefore he didn't properly understand what the Rogat Shavar meant. But in the new safnas paneach that came out, so we see what he really meant. And Mikante Tzeya Kriya, they've been coming out with new tshuvas of the Tzafnas Paneach. It's good for everyone to have. So we have to understand exactly how this works. In other words, when exactly does the person become tar? When it says when he leaves the mikvah, at what point? The Echornim discuss the opinion of the Kesef Mishnah. When he becomes tar, immediately when one hair goes out of the mikvah, or Rosho Verubo Okulo. Zer Avram, Sugyas, Simon Ein Hei, Chalkas Yoyov in the second Chalek, in Hei Arachav. Actually, we have an article about this. We used to put out a Parsha sheet. It's a beautiful article there that's available. The Havdil between great people and nobody. We have the Dvar Avram, the great Dvar Avram in Chalek Bei, Simon Tesvav, Maftechos in Chalek Emel, Simon Tes, many other Achronim. Vadi and the Taras Abayis is a long list of people who discuss this. So at what point does a person become tar? So like this. If we say that we require Yitzias Rubo Kulo, so then the Safnas Panech is very good. When Chela Gadol Migufo goes out and he takes out some water, Ba'oisoi Rega, in other words, he starts going out, the mikveh doesn't have 40 sa anymore, he's still Tame, he's Mitame the mikveh, and then Yatsa Rubo, he becomes tar. So that's if you need Rosh over Rubo to go out, or Kulo. But Kamaduma Mashmaos Lashon HaRogat Shavar, Lefiatam Shekosef Sham, that we require Yitzia Li Tar, that you need a Yitzia, it's Mashma and the Rogat Shavar, that even one hair is enough. And that's how Rov Achronim understand Pshat in the Kesef Mishnah. Mamish, one hair out of the mikvah and the person's tar. Any little bit, one little finger out and he's tar. Now the Chayra, Mem Sa'a Mechuvanos, when it says in the Tosefta that it's exactly 40 Sa'a, it doesn't mean that the mikveh is Miduyeket exactly 40 Ad Kedei Tipa Achas, because it's impossible to know that. In other words, how do you get exactly 40 to the drop? So Chazal say in numerous places, a memsa chaser kortov. Doesn't say lacking one tipa. Kortov is a certain amount. Mitaktana echad mishmone shebishmini salukba v'bas v'tzadi yamad aleph. Now you can't be mitzamtzim exactly one drop less. So it means a mida less. So a mikvah of exactly memsa has a few drops more than 40 sa. And if so, when he takes one hair out of the mikvah, so even though now a little bit of drop of water went out of the mikveh, but the mikveh still has memsa, and the person is already tar at this second, tchilas yitziyah. So now that he keeps going out, and he's mechaser the mikveh, but he's already tar, he's not metami the mikveh. Now he can't be metami, he's already tar. This one hair went out, it still has 40 sa. So he's tar, so how's he metami the mikveh? So maybe pshat is that what the Tosefta means is that the mikveh happens to be mitzumtzum legamrei. It happens to have exactly 40. In other words, we don't know exactly how to do it, but it's talking about such a tziur. If in reality, we don't know how to measure it, but if there is a mitzias, could be a mitzias, right, where it has exactly 40 sa, then kapi shmaya galia, that it's mitzumtzum legamrei, God knows that it has exactly 40 sa. So that's a mitzias of tareni v'temesiv, that he's tar and the mikveh's tame, because one hair goes out, and now it's going to lack the 40 sa. But it would come out then that if If it happens to be exactly 40 saw, then what's happening? The second the hair goes out, what happens? He becomes tahor, and the mikveh becomes tameh. Bevas achas. So that's difficult to accept, because we have a Gemara in Psachim, and Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. And the Mishnah and Tyrus, Per Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Tamei Meishe Sachat Zeisim, Menomim Kebetzim, Mechuvenes Tahirim. So if you have a tummy mace and he squeezed olives and or grapes, and they're exactly a shir kibetza, exactly, and he's tummy mace, so he's metame the zesim and anavim, but the zesim and anavim have a beitza mechuvenes. They have exactly a kebeitza. So the din is that it's tar. Why? So the Gemara explains. The mashkin mifket pak pkidi. There are two ways of looking at the liquid inside the grape. One is that it's mivli, but one is that it's mivla bli, it is swallowed up, which means that it's part and parcel of the outside of the pri. And the other, that it's mifka pekiti, that it's mufkadim betocho, like mashke that's inside of a kli. And therefore the mashkim are not considered one with the grape. So Rashi explains the pshat is, the reason it's tar, the tamei meis was seichet, because at what point does it become tamei? When he squeezes it, and when he squeezes it, it doesn't have a shear. As Rashi explains, the second he starts to squeeze, it loses a drop, and then it doesn't have a shear. In order to be metame, you need a kebetza. So here it has exactly a betza, and he touches the outside, the tame mace, but that's not metame what's inside. And then when he starts to squeeze, and then what's inside starts coming out, and now all together, you can use the entire grape or olive for the shear of a beitza to be mitame, but there isn't a beitza around anymore, because it's a beitza mechuven and one drop is gone. So there's slightly less than a beitza to be mitame any drop, anything else that comes out. So you see that you don't have tumah. You see, it's not bevas achas. You can't say b'vayim ka'achas. You can't say that it's b'vayim ka'achas, that the second that it has exactly a kebetza, and it's b'vayim ka'achas, that at the moment it's mischaser kebetza, it also becomes tameh. That's what you want to say over here. At the moment, the mikveh lacks for 40 saw, so it's metayer him, and he's metame the mikveh. But how can that be? It can't happen b'vas achas. Just like here, it doesn't happen b'vas achas, that the the grape is going to lose its shir kibetza, and at the same time, losing its shir kibetza means that it can't be metame. You can't say at the same time that it's losing its shirka beitza, it's going to be metame. He's losing its shirka beitza means it can't be metame. So to hear you don't say that bevas achas. The guy is becoming tahor, and he's also metame. So just like you can't say that bevas achas, it loses its shear and it's still metame, so that you can't say bevas achas, he becomes tahor and he's still metame. It doesn't work. So that's a difficult it's a kasha in the Sapnas Paneach and in the and Rav Meir Shapira. In the Tshuva Sabnei Nezer, he asked on the Kesef Mishnah, this is in Cheshen Mishpat, Soif Simenayin Beis, from what it says in the Mishnah, Mikvah sheyesh bo arbaim sa mechuvano, it's yodu shnayim v'tavu zeh achar zeh, harishon shtor v'asheni tomi. You have a mikvah that has 40 sa'ah, exactly. Two guys go in, and they're tovah one after the other. The first guy is tar, and the second guy is Tameh. V'arei miyad ba'al yosoi, nechseres ha-mikvah mimem sa. V'nimtza shenifzal ha-mikvah koidim shenitar mimena, v'divrei ha-kesef mishnah. Ask the Avnei Nezer, I don't understand. How could it be that if two guys go in at the same time and they're tovel, if two guys go into the mikvah and they're tovel one after the other, the first guy is tar. Second guy is tam, I understand. There's not 40 sa left in the mikvah. How's the first guy tar? Has exactly 40 sa. And you're only tar baliyaso. But baliyaso doesn't have 40 sa anymore because he went out. So it turns out that the mikvah became possible before the tara. According to the Kesef mission, that he's not tar until he goes out. So how does the tara work? So the Avnei Nezer writes, L'chori Yishleimar, Kevin Shaisik Sheru Kodim Aliyah, after Shebashas Aliyah, Nifsala Shapir Dami, the Brasa Mei Karaz Lina. In other words, as long as he toivel on a mikvah kshera, he also becomes tar when he goes out. Because sof sof, he went out of a mikvah that was kosher when he was in there. And then he asks Akasha on that. The Avnei Nezer asks Akasha on that from the Sugya Masechet Shabbos, and of Tzadi Tes Amid Beis, and of Ches Amid Beis, Tosis Dibar Masel Rechava. There are those who hold that if through Akira or Hanacha, the Rishis Hayachid is misbatil from being a Rishis Hayachid, for example, he placed a chulia in a boar, a cloud of dirt, in a pit, and it's no longer a sarat fachim, but it is not chayav al tzaytza. And we don't say that he placed it in somewhere that was beforehand rishis hayachid. So you don't go based on what it was beforehand, you go based on what it is now. So huadin, you don't say that, oh, yitzia works men a mikvah, because beforehand it was a good mikvah, and so zeli beforehand, now it's not. But we have to understand this tzushtel between hotzah and mikvah, because there it's a melacha nimsheches mitchila b'atzof. So if it's not a rishus b'shas hakira or b'shas hanacha, so it's lacking one of the parts of the melacha. But here he did a kosher tvila, he went into a kosher mikvah. So it shouldn't matter that when he goes out, it doesn't have a shir anymore. Maybe the aliyasim and a mikvah he becomes tar, because he went as long as he goes into a tamei mikvah, he doesn't need it to be kosher when he goes out. And also the kash of the Avnei Nezer from the tummy that was tovel in Memsa Mechuvanos. So the Mashmos Lashono is that a little bit of going out of the mikvah is already considered Yetzia. So if you learn The pshat in our vayim samach uvanos isn't mamish to the last drop, but it's a few drops more than in a chinami. We understand why he's tar, because when he went out, so it still had 40 saw, and just there used to be 40 saw and two drops. Now it's 40 saw and one drop, but that's enough to be matirin. So when we spoke about the Tosefta, we said that Klapei Shemaya Galia, it's exactly 40. But here we're dealing with a Maisi Shahaya in the Mishnah that's telling us a din. There it's telling us that Seer, that could be a case that he becomes Tar and he's Mitami the Mikvah. But here it's telling us a din. If two people are going to a Mikvah, Avayim Samach Uvanos, how are you going to get it to be exactly 40 Sa'a? The male, it has a little bit more than 40 Sa'a, drop or two or four more. And when he goes out of the Mikvah, it still has 40 Sa'a. Now, if the Avnei Nezer learns that you have to go out Rubo from the Mikvah, then his Kasha is a good Kasha. Because by the time Rubo gets out, he already took out a significant amount of water, and so that's already going to be less than 40 Sa'a. So how's he Tar? Behold that he's Tar Melasim and Mikvah, the Mikvah is in Kasher. But from his lashon there, it's mashma that it's not, you don't have to go out most of the body. It's mashma one hair. In the Gemara Maseches Yevamos, in Vav Amud Beis, it says, Ein matbil negeiros b'shabbos. Because it's tikunei gaber b'shabbos lo mataknimen. You don't mitaken the person on Shabbos. You're not mitaken the person on Shabbos. Sefer Chemdes Yisrael, he brings from the Rishonim that it's mashma, that it's not mitaken gomer min haTorah, and he debates this question. He brings a Yeshayimer in the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Lamed Beis that Tikkun Shel Mitzvah isn't considered Makah B'Patish. So he wants to say B'Derech Pilpul B'Shem Benoi, the Heilig Kli Chemde V'Chemdes Yisrael, Al Pi Kesef Mishnah. But the Gufa Tefillah is not Matayr. And therefore it also doesn't make Geiris until he leaves the Mikvah. And we see in Rashi that Melachas Makah B'Patis is Shayich only when you finish the Melacha, Miyad B'Yadav, Shabbos Ayin Dalet Amit Beis. But where it finishes by itself, it's not considered Makah B'Patis. So on Gufa Tefillah, you can't be Mechayiv and Mishu Makah B'Patis, because he didn't finish the Geiris yet. He didn't finish the Geiris yet. No Makah B'Patis there. And not that he's olam min amayim, you can't be mechayiv him because he's mukhach letzis min amayim. And he had to go out of the water. So how can that be makah b'patish? So going into the water isn't geiris, he's still a goy. And when he comes out, so that's not makah b'patish, he had to go out. So you like this teretz, but it's difficult to understand. So what that he's mukhach letzis? It's still a malacha, he has to go out, but he's doing the malacha. And he didn't have to come out this second. He could have come out a second later. Whenever he chooses to come out, he chose to come out. Unless you want to say it's mitzvah pikuach nefesh. It's not mashma that way in the Chemdes Yisrael. On Kol Panim, we can learn a musr, a gevaldika musr from this vort. And that is that when you, if you do something without a maisa, if you're muchach to do this maisa, it's not considered a maisa. He says you're muchach to go out of a mikvah. That's not a maisa that makes a makah b'patish. So when you're in yeshiva during the zman, so you're muchach to learn kviyachol. So that's not considered so much of a maisa. You have to. But ben zmanim, you have a choice. That's much more of a maisa. So that's that's a chizuk that we should learn even when we don't have to learn. Chazal say, mimeim shel avoseinu lo parshi yeshiva mehem. In all the days of our avos, the yeshiva never left them. They were always with their yeshiva. Avram Avinu was a zaken v'yoshev v'yeshiva. Yitzchak Avinu was a zaken v'yoshev v'yeshiva. Yaakov Avinu. So what's Shalom Lashonim where you're parsha yeshiva mehem? It shouldn't say the yeshiva never left them. It should say they never left the yeshiva. The yeshiva is stationary. They never left the yeshiva. I mean, the yeshiva never left them. So pshat is wherever they were, they took the yeshiva with them. Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yemei chayayim. David HaMelech said, wherever I go, I want it to be beis Hashem. Masi agiu masi l'masi avosai, that we take yeshiva with us wherever we go. It says in Tazveni yom yomayim azveka, says, if you leave me for one day, I'll leave you for two. About the Torah. And there's no asterisk there that says, except for Bein Hazmanim. Bein Hazmanim, it's okay. You're allowed to leave me for the day. Chas v'shalom. So Taras b'yitziyah me'amikva l'chuvanim shimuli. Go and listen to me. You see when a person goes, if they have Tara. You see if they leave, like the Rosh Hashiva Futna used to say. L'chuvanim shimuli. When they go away, then you see what a hashpa yeshiva had on them. And you see if lo parsha yeshiva mehem. The Taras b'yitziyah me'amikva, when you go out. When you're there, it's a cloistered environment. It's easy to stay strong, relatively speaking. When you go out, that's the test. Rosh Hashiva Reb Shol says that he went to be Menachem Avil by Reb Chaim, who obviously took a Torah with him wherever he went, 24/7 for his whole life. So he went to be Menachem Avil. And the children asked B'shas Michum Avelim if Reb Shol had a connection with their father. And Reb Shol said, yeah, through his Sfarim. I met him many, many times. And whenever I have a question in Zeraim, there he is. And so there's a true Kesher, even though he met him also. But the Iker Kesher is through learning. Life is a fast train. Yameinu ketzel oiver. Kachalom ya'uf, ka'of poreach. Ketzitz ha'noivel. Life goes by so fast. So, gotta chaperayim. Not to waste time. And Shem Yazor. Shenizkel ha'chodesh by Yeshua's mekifois. Shinispas Basav Isuras Tavis Yeshua's Venachamas. Amazing. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.